The Safe Medicines podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply and counterfeit medicine. And now, on to our episode. In Colombia in 2019, more than 100 children with leukemia spiked high fevers after they were treated with methotrexate injections, a common cancer treatment. In hospitals across the country, these children developed delirium, pain, and vomiting. Some of them fell into comas. Four of them died. Quick-thinking doctors saved many lives by guessing that the drugs had been contaminated with bacteria and treating their patients with antibiotics. They were right. Colombian authorities found notoriously dangerous bacteria in sealed vials of the drug. Bloomberg reports that the Indian manufacturer ignored and delayed sterility tests, selling the contaminated drugs anyway. Bloomberg also reports that the same manufacturer distributed subpotent versions of another cancer drug, cisplatin, to Ethiopia in 2018. Testing shows that the medicine contained 40 to 70% of the active ingredient it was supposed to. And in 2023, Thai authorities ordered the company to recall leucovorin calcium, which treats the side effects of methotrexate. That didn't meet the country's quality standards either. Despite these incidences, the company continues to supply drugs to countries in Asia, Europe, Latin America, and Africa. And this is the point. If you're going online to buy medicine made in another country that you think is the same as the U.S. version, it's not. Other countries have either lower purity standards for medicine or smaller budgets for their regulators to inspect factories. When you buy that cheap medicine made for another country, you're also buying their underfunded drug regulator and their lower safety standards. Buying medicine made for other countries is risky. You can never know for sure what you're getting, and those websites are not obligated to protect you from harm. Learn more about how to buy your medicine safely from licensed U.S. pharmacies at our patients page at safemedicines.org.